Listening test. Part 1. You're going to listen to a recorded material. Before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice. You're ready to start.
Hey, I'm reading this really interesting article about the human body.
Yeah? Well, we know all about that from biology lessons.
No, we didn't learn much at all at school. They're discovering loads more things all the time. Really amazing things. Did you know that only about 1/10 of the cells in your body are really you? The rest are bacteria.
What? I'm not really me.
No, of course you are you, but you also have millions or trillions of bacteria in you.
Ew.
No, they're mostly really helpful. Someone did an experiment to see if animals can live without bacteria, and he found that a lot of them died or had to have a special diet. Animals need bacteria to digest food, you see, so we're better off with bacteria.
Unless the bacteria are bad.
Unless they are bad, but they're nearly all good. Oh yeah, and going back to cells, do you know how many cells you have in your body?
Quite a lot, I'd say. A good few.
Yeah, but how many?
I don't know. I'm not mathematical.
7 octillion. That's 7 plus 27 noughts.
I knew it was a lot.
Okay, that's an amazingly huge number. Almost impossible to imagine. But the really weird thing is that most of the atoms are empty space. Just air or nothingness. And if you took out the empty space, you could fit your body inside a tiny cube which measures 1/500th of a centimetre on either side. That's a box measuring 0.002 of a centimetre on each side. You'd be much too small to see.
I can imagine that. It sounds like something that would happen in a really bad Hollywood movie. You know, a mad scientist goes, I'm going to extract all the air from your body. Okay, enough facts for one day.
Don't go. One last thing. Did you know...
No.
Did you know that you probably have mites in your eyelashes?
Mites? In my eyelashes?
Uh-huh.
What are mites exactly anyway?
Yeah, they're very small creatures. Like insects, only not insects. They're about 1/3 of a millimetre long, so you can't really see them. These particular mites live in eyelashes and eyebrows.
But in mine?
Well, maybe not. Only about 50% of people have them, and more older people, so you might not have any. Anyway, they're completely harmless. They just eat dead skin.
Yeah, right, harmless. I really would have preferred not to know that.
Sorry.
I mean, really?
Now listen again.
Hey, I'm reading this really interesting article about the human body.
Yeah? Well, we know all about that from biology lessons.
No, we didn't learn much at all at school. They're discovering loads more things all the time. Really amazing things. Did you know that only about 1/10 of the cells in your body are really you? The rest are bacteria.
What? I'm not really me.
No, of course you are you, but you also have millions or trillions of bacteria in you.
Ew.
No, they're mostly really helpful. Someone did an experiment to see if animals can live without bacteria, and he found that a lot of them died or had to have a special diet. Animals need bacteria to digest food, you see, so we're better off with bacteria.
Unless the bacteria are bad.
Unless they are bad, but they're nearly all good. Oh, yeah, and going back to cells, do you know how many cells you have in your body?
Quite a lot, I'd say. A good few.
Yeah, but how many?
I don't know. I'm not mathematical.
7 octillion. That's 7 plus 27 noughts.
I knew it was a lot.
OK, that's an amazingly huge number, almost impossible to imagine. But the really weird thing is that most of the atoms are empty space, just air or nothingness. And if you took out the empty space, you could fit your body inside a tiny cube which measures 1/500 of a centimetre on either side. That's a box measuring 0.002 of a centimetre on each side. You'd be much too small to see.
I can imagine that. It sounds like something that would happen in a really bad Hollywood movie. You know, a mad scientist goes, I'm going to extract all the air from your body. Okay, enough facts for one day.
Don't go. One last thing. Did you know...
No.
Did you know that you probably have mites in your eyelashes?
Mites? In my eyelashes?
Uh-huh.
What are mites exactly anyway?
Yeah, they're very small creatures, like insects, only not insects. They're about 1/3 of a millimetre long, so you can't really see them. These particular mites live in eyelashes and eyebrows.
But in mine?
Well, maybe not. Only about 50% of people have them, and more older people, so you might not have any. Anyway, they're completely harmless. They just eat dead skin.
Yeah, right, harmless. I really would have preferred not to know that.
Sorry.
I mean, really?
Part 2. You're going to listen to another recorded material. Again, before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read the instructions carefully. And you will listen to it twice. You're ready to start.
Today, I want to tell you about the Good Food Show at the Capital Exhibition Centre. There are more than 300 stands at the exhibition. I really enjoyed my visit. First, I looked at the books on sale. Jane Addams, the famous television cook, was there signing copies of her latest book. It's about making cakes, so I had to have it. My family loves sweet things, and I really liked her last book about making bread. There's a different famous cook there every day, signing books and talking to people. In fact, there's advice on all sorts of topics. I listened to someone from the Central Market talking about what you should look for when you buy fish. I've always been nervous about buying it, because how can you tell if it's really fresh? Well, I think I've got a better idea now. Then, in the exhibition theatre, I saw a cook prepare a healthy but tasty lunch using only vegetables. They'll prepare a different dish every day. Also in the theatre, at 2 o'clock every day, a cook talks about preparing delicious desserts in under 15 minutes. I tasted one made with chocolate and it was out of this world. At the show, you can try food from all around the world. From Chile to China. And I did. I enjoyed the food from Canada most of all. although everything I tasted was really good. The exhibition centre is open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, and from 10 until 6 on Sundays. But hurry, because the last day is the 23rd of March, when the Good Food Show has to make way for the Boat Show. For more details, phone the ticket hotline.
Now listen again.
Today I want to tell you about the Good Food Show at the Capital Exhibition Centre. There are more than 300 stands at the exhibition. I really enjoyed my visit. First, I looked at the books on sale. Jane Addams, the famous television cook, was there signing copies of her latest book. It's about making cakes, so I had to have it. My family loves sweet things, and I really liked her last book about making bread. There's a different famous cook there every day, signing books and talking to people. In fact, there's advice on all sorts of topics. I listened to someone from the Central Market talking about what you should look for when you buy fish. I've always been nervous about buying it, because how can you tell if it's really fresh? Well, I think I've got a better idea now. Then, in the exhibition theatre, I saw a cook prepare a healthy but tasty lunch using only vegetables. They'll prepare a different dish every day. Also in the theatre, at 2 o'clock every day, a cook talks about preparing delicious desserts in under 15 minutes. I tasted one made with chocolate and it was out of this world. At the show you can try food from all around the world, from Chile to China, and I did. I enjoyed the food from Canada most of all, although everything I tasted was really good. The exhibition centre is open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, and from 10 until 6 on Sundays. But hurry, because the last day is the 23rd of March, when the Good Food Show has to make way for the Boat Show. For more details, phone the ticket hotline.
That's the end of the listening section. You now have 3 minutes to check all what you have done before moving to the other parts of the test. Thank you.